Hello and welcome to Menopause, a Perfect Storm. My name is Catherine Colas and this is the starting point for making sense of menopause in the workplace in just four steps. So to start you off, you will by now have completed the pre-course questionnaire. Thank you for that. If not, don't worry, we shall do a post-course questionnaire anyway. The questionnaires give us feedback of your pre- and post-course development, your understanding and knowledge, and how you develop this information to support women in the workplace. You will also be introduced to the Menopause Toolbox. In this welcome section, you have access to the first part of your toolbox, the Menopause Symptom List. Get to know this. For me, this was the start of understanding my menopause. Some people say that if you give people a list of symptoms, psychologically they will think they have more symptoms than they actually do. I don't happen to believe this, not with menopause. It came as a huge relief to me to tick those boxes, and this confirmed I wasn't imagining things. And another thing, a lot of the symptoms are experienced by women on a monthly basis anyway. It's called PMS. To me, menopause is PMS on speed. And as we go through this course, you will come to recognise this too. It's the reason why it is such a challenge. Women deal with PMS on a monthly basis, so surely they should be able to continue as they experience more of it at perimenopause. Well, no. It's this lack of recognition that is happening that is the real reason women find it difficult to cope. Anyway, I digress. It is my suggestion that you create a file to contain all this information. Perhaps call it Menopause Toolbox or A Perfect Storm or another file name that is going to stick out in your mind. Put it on your PC or your laptop, where you can access everything from recordings to PDFs and be able to get at certain information quickly so that you can easily email things off to colleagues or have some ready answers yourself. All my work about menopause for individual women as well as managers in the workplace has been about a fresh approach, challenging the status quo, and this has led me to making sense of menopause. Menopause, after all, has been around for millennia. Academics have discussed it and analysed it, but nobody has ever thought to tell women all about it. And this is where I come in. When women know the when, what and why of menopause, it gives them huge relief and helps them take responsibility for reducing the impact. Nobody wants to experience the trials and tribulations of a full-on menopause that can last up to 10 years, believe me. And if only I knew then what I know now. I have selected items for this course that I feel are relevant and will help you understand menopause in a more informed way, helping you bring value in the workplace. This is powerful stuff. I've also left out certain information that is more applicable to individual women, and as this is more of a personal nature. Anybody can access this other information separately, and I'll give you the details for that later. My aim is not to overwhelm, but to give you sufficient information to make informed decisions where you can support colleagues at work. I have loosely grouped all this information into four modules. Or steps, which we will go through in detail. I have set out the information in such a way that you will easily see how menopause impacts on the workplace and how you can effect change by being that person who can support and signpost those women who need it. Through this knowledge, you will be recognising behaviours which women may not have noticed themselves, and you will be able to link this to age groups. This is such valuable stuff, even if I do say so myself. All of this information can be adapted for home life as well as the workplace. It's a basic understanding of menopause, the effects it can have on women, colleagues, partners, and your families. This programme is now yours to keep and allows you to go back over it again and again to refresh your memory. My desire is that this information will give you insight into menopause, especially how women react in the workplace, and that you will gain confidence from this training when you begin to apply your knowledge. The ultimate aim is to help women regain their confidence, feel valued and recognised, which in turn will help them grow in their chosen career course. Many women at the time of menopause feel disengaged at work. They feel they don't belong and that they are not valued. They can begin to feel overwhelmed. And what some women are hearing from managers is, if you can't do your job, there are plenty who can. And I got this from a female, from an employee who had a female manager. Think about the type of person you are, how this information has affected you, is affecting you now, or if you're going through menopause yourself, how you relate to this information and how you can pass it on. Think about the colleagues you want to support and how you can apply this. Now, I hope you're sitting comfortably because we're off on a roller coaster ride and this begins with the next audio file. I'm going to tell you a story. It's my story about my menopause experiences, how it affected me at home and at work. See you on the other side.